MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, February 10, 2025. The state has approved $425 million for emergency shelters. The Gloucester City Council will consider banning rat poison on city-owned property. Partly cloudy, low to mid-30s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:21 a.m. and 10:01 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade is reporting a sharply divided state House of Representatives approved a plan Thursday to pump another $425 million into the emergency shelter system while capping migrant stays and requiring expanded criminal background checks. The Democratic-led proposal, which passed on a 126-26 largely party-line vote, calls for drawing down more money from an emergency escrow fund set up with pandemic relief funds to keep the maxed-out emergency housing program running for another 6 months. The fund ran out of money last week. House lawmakers also agreed to Governor Maura Healey's plan to set a 30-day limit on stays in the state's respite centers that house newly arriving immigrants and reduce the maximum stay in shelters from 9 to 6 consecutive months. They also agreed to eliminate a policy allowing 90-day extensions. Gloucester Times reporter Ethan Foreman writes, a proposal to prohibit the use of second-generation anticoagulant rodenticides, or SGARs, on city-owned property is coming before the Gloucester City Council during its Tuesday meeting. The move comes after Gloucester resident Caroline Haynes in January urged councilors to limit the use on city property because of their effect on wildlife higher up the food chain. If approved, the measure would prohibit the use of SGARs on city-owned properties, such as buildings, grounds, parks, open spaces, and public streets. The issue revolves around animals that eat rodents who have ingested SGARs who then become poisoned themselves. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Newburyport hosted a pre-bid site walk for the rec center at 59 Lowe Street on January 22, which saw over 35 interested contractors attend. According to Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon, general bids are due for this project on Friday, February 14 at 11 a.m.
And finally, just real quick, Newburyport Rec and Youth Services, not a big update here, but I talked about the site walk with over 35 contractors showed up to look at the site for hopefully the future home of Newburyport Recreation and Youth Services at 59 Lowe Street. The bids will be open next week on the 14th, and then from there, we're now strategizing not only how we work with the council on this, but how we work with the public on this moving forward and hopefully moving forward with this project. But all that information will be coming out very shortly. So we are, you know, again, this is one of those projects that it's really about, you know, serving the mental and physical well-being of our community, not only right now, but for generations. And that's why I think it's a community project, right? It's not just for a certain subset of the community. This is for everybody. And I just think there are so many benefits to this project. And I can't wait to start having those conversations in the coming weeks and months and making our case why we think this is the right time, right spot, right project to do here in Newburyport.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon on his Mayor's Corner podcast. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill released a statement Friday supporting the city's transgender and immigrant residents following recent executive orders targeting those two communities. To our trans and immigrant neighbors, know that I stand with you and I ask the entire Beverly community to please join me, he said in the statement. Again, quoting, as Beverly residents, it's important that we value and respect each other as we all live our lives so we can be a community that is safe and welcoming for all our residents. Unquote. The city has updated its website, beverlymass.gov, make that beverlyma.gov, to include resources for trans and immigrant residents under the heading Laws and Resources Related to Transgender and Immigrant Rights. And Matt Petrie reports in the New Report Daily News, on hold since the end of January, stakeholders as recently as last week expressed confidence the Salisbury Beach sand replenishment project would resume today, assuming a new supply of sand was discovered. But during Friday's Merrimack River Beach Alliance subcommittee meeting at PITA Hall, state officials announced they were still looking for a new sand resource, pushing the restart date to at least until February 18. In sports, North Shore sports legend Dick Geron of Swampscott has passed away at age 74. Geron was a standout athlete at Swampscott High, Yale, and he played in the NFL for 8 years. He also was head coach with the Chicago Bears and the Buffalo Bills. In high school hockey over the weekend, St. John's Prep lost to Catholic Memorial 3-0 in a game played at West Point in honor of First Lieutenant Derek Hines, who was a former Prep and Army hockey captain. Other scores, Winthrop 6, Beverly 0, Gloucester over Masconomet 3-2. The Fishermen now improved to 9-7-2 on the season, and they host Marblehead tonight at 7. Peabody Saga Swampscott 8, Everett 1. And it was Bishop Fenwick 5, Bishop Feehan 1. Essex Tech bounced back with a 4-1 win over North Reading. In girls hockey, Beverly 5, Newburyport 3. Ashley Freitas had a goal and 3 assists for the Panthers. Peabody shut out Gloucester 3-0. The Tanners are now 13-2-1. Winthrop over Marblehead 7-1, and Malden Catholic squeezed by Bishop Fenwick 1-0. In boys high school basketball, Gloucester beat Winthrop over the weekend to qualify for the state tournament. Newburyport won its 14th straight game, 78-40 over North Reading. The Clippers are now at 16-1, and they play in Linfield tonight. Celtics play the Heat in Miami tonight. The Bruins are off until after the Four Nations tournament. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.